Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, June 24, 2025.
Trump and Senate Republicans push for major legislation amid debt concerns. U.S. President Donald Trump and Senate Republicans are racing to pass the One Big Beautiful Bill, a significant tax cut and spending plan. Key leaders like Senate Majority Leader John Thune and House Speaker Mike Johnson want to finalize the bill before the July 4th Independence Day holiday, but they're facing increasing opposition within their party. This legislation could add at least $2.8 trillion to the already staggering $36.2 trillion U.S. national debt, raising serious concerns among strict Republicans who advocate for deeper cuts. Some lawmakers worry this bill could hurt essential social programs like Medicaid. With a slim majority in both the Senate and House, one senator from each chamber has voiced strong opposition due to debt issues. Thune plans to kick off discussions midweek, aiming to wrap things up by the weekend for House approval. Meanwhile, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer has criticized the proposal, arguing it would harm health care and benefit the wealthy. As negotiations heat up, Republicans feel the pressure to unite and support this crucial legislation before time runs out.
DeepSeek's alleged ties to China's military raise concerns. DeepSeek, an artificial intelligence firm based in Hangzhou, China, is facing serious allegations of supporting China's military. A senior U.S. official has revealed that the company may be using shell companies in Southeast Asia to obtain advanced computer chips that are restricted by U.S. laws. While DeepSeek claims its AI models compete with those of leading U.S. firms, worries about its connections to the Chinese government are escalating amid ongoing trade tensions. The official also highlighted that DeepSeek is sending user data to Beijing's surveillance system, raising significant privacy concerns for millions of users worldwide. U.S. lawmakers have indicated that DeepSeek relays data from American users to China through infrastructure linked to China Mobile, a state-owned telecom giant. Additionally, DeepSeek has been mentioned over 150 times in records related to China's military. Although the company asserts it has access to NVIDIA's advanced chips, U.S. officials are investigating whether it has successfully evaded export restrictions. NVIDIA has stated it does not support any violations of these controls, and is stepping back from the China data center market, now dominated by competitors like Huawei. What does this mean for the future of technology and privacy?
Amazon's major investment in the UK. Amazon has unveiled an exciting £40 billion investment in the UK over the next 3 years, demonstrating strong trust in the market and the Labour government's economic policies. This funding will create thousands of jobs, adding to Amazon's current workforce of 75,000, making it one of the top private sector employers. The plan includes building two modern warehouses in the East Midlands, set to open in 2027, along with new facilities in Hull and Northampton launching this year and next. Amazon will also establish new delivery stations across the UK and enhance its existing network of over 100 operations buildings. Additionally, £8 billion from Amazon's cloud computing division will go toward constructing and maintaining data centers in the UK from 2024 to 2028. Prime Minister Starmer has highlighted that Amazon's plans are a significant endorsement of the UK as a favorable business environment. What does this mean for job seekers and the economy? Stay tuned to find out.
Supreme Court ruling on deportation policy. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided that the Trump administration can resume deporting migrants to countries other than their own without allowing them to present their cases. This controversial ruling, backed by a majority of six conservative justices, faced strong opposition from Justices Sonia Sotomayor and two others, who criticized it as a misuse of judicial power. The case began with U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy, who had mandated that migrants facing deportation to third countries should have a chance to express their fears of harm. The Trump administration argued that this policy is necessary for deporting migrants who have committed serious crimes, as many countries refuse to take them back. Concerns are growing about the treatment of migrants, especially those facing deportation to places like South Sudan, where conditions can be dangerous. This ruling reflects a broader trend in U.S. immigration policy that emphasizes strict enforcement and rapid deportations.
Germany's defense spending increase. Germany is gearing up for a military transformation, planning to boost its defense budget to 3.5% of gross domestic product by 2029. Chancellor Friedrich Merz announced this ambitious initiative on June 23, 2025, just ahead of a crucial NATO summit. This marks a significant shift in Germany's defense policy after decades of low military spending since the Cold War. In 2024, Germany finally met NATO's target of 2% of GDP for defense spending, largely due to a special fund created after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. The defense budget is expected to rise from €95 billion in 2025 to €162 billion by 2029, with record investments planned for the coming years. This increase is supported by a special €500 billion infrastructure fund and a unique allowance for defense spending approved in March 2025. Germany's ability to borrow about €378 billion for defense over the next few years comes from recent reforms aimed at strengthening military readiness and fulfilling NATO commitments.
Hungary and Slovakia block EU sanctions against Russia. Hungary and Slovakia have chosen to stand against the European Union's latest sanctions targeting Russia. This decision was announced by Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó during a press briefing in Budapest. The sanctions aim to gradually eliminate Russian energy imports, which are essential for both countries. EU diplomats see this move as a negotiating tactic, hoping for a resolution before the upcoming European Council meeting. Both nations have long relied on Russian oil and gas, making them hesitant to support measures that could disrupt their energy supply. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico stressed that Slovakia will not back the sanctions unless the European Commission provides a solution to its energy dependence. This decision unfolds amid the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, which began with Russia's invasion over 3 years ago, and follows multiple rounds of EU sanctions aimed at Russia's energy revenues and military industry.
Anthony Pompliano launches ProCap Financial with $1 billion Bitcoin goal. On June 23, 2025, U.S. investor Anthony Pompliano unveiled ProCap Financial, an innovative Bitcoin treasury company aiming for an impressive $1 billion in Bitcoin holdings. This new venture merges Pompliano's firm, ProCap BTC, with Columbus Circle Capital I, a special-purpose acquisition company. ProCap Financial plans to leverage Bitcoin as a treasury asset, helping companies safeguard against inflation and market fluctuations. Notably, public companies like Strategy, which holds over $63 billion in Bitcoin, have adopted similar strategies. ProCap BTC has successfully raised $500 million in equity and an additional $250 million through a convertible note, marking a significant milestone in Bitcoin treasury fundraising. Major investors such as Citadel, Susquehanna, Jane Street, and Magnetar, along with crypto firms like Off the Chain Capital and Pantera, are showing strong interest in this venture. Unlike traditional Bitcoin treasury companies, ProCap Financial aims to generate revenue through diverse strategies, including lending and derivatives. This announcement coincides with former President Donald Trump's push for changes in cryptocurrency policy, highlighting the growing excitement around digital currencies.
India and U.S. trade talks heat up. India is fiercely defending its national interests in critical trade talks with the United States. A senior official from India's Ministry of Trade stressed the urgency of finalizing a deal before the July 9th deadline, which ends a pause on mutual tariffs imposed by former President Donald Trump. While India is resisting U.S. demands to open its markets for wheat and dairy, it is willing to lower tariffs on high-value American products like almonds and pistachios. An Indian team is heading to Washington, D.C., for further discussions, aiming for a temporary agreement that could lead to tax cuts and better market access for both nations. The outcome depends on the offers from both sides, with India requesting the U.S. to eliminate its 10% base tariff and consider cuts to steel tariffs. Additionally, India is prepared to address regulatory obstacles in the first phase of a broader trade pact, expected to be finalized by autumn 2025. With both leaders, Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, aiming to double bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030, the stakes are high. What could this mean for consumers in both countries?
Ukraine and UK defense partnership. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer have launched an innovative defense partnership in London to strengthen Ukraine's military against ongoing Russian aggression. This historic agreement is the first of its kind between Ukraine and the UK, set to enhance drone production and integrate advanced British technology over the next 3 years. Earlier this year, Starmer visited Kyiv, where he and Zelensky established a 100-year partnership to deepen security and cultural ties. During his visit, Zelensky also met with King Charles III at Windsor Castle, highlighting the UK's ongoing support for Ukraine. This defense initiative is a vital commitment from the UK to bolster Ukraine's fight for sovereignty.
Federal Reserve signals possible rate cuts. On June 23, 2025, in Prague, Czech Republic, Michelle Bowman, Vice Chair for Supervision of the Federal Reserve, pointed out that the time to think about cutting interest rates is nearing due to rising job market risks. She emphasized the need to modify the interest rate policy, marking a shift from her earlier doubts about easing monetary policy. With inflation steadily returning to the target rate of 2%, Bowman expressed confidence that if inflation remains under control, she would support a rate cut at the upcoming Fed meeting at the end of July. Her remarks sent ripples through financial markets, leading to a rise in stock prices. While futures markets currently predict low chances of a rate cut in July, they expect cuts may begin in September. Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee highlighted the risks of tariffs, noting their anticipated negative impacts have yet to materialize. Meanwhile, Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, stated that the effects of tariffs are starting to show, with more impacts expected soon. These discussions around interest rates and tariffs are crucial, as they significantly affect economic conditions in the United States and beyond.
Reform UK Party's new residency permit for wealthy migrants. The Reform UK Party, led by Nigel Farage, has launched the Britannia Card, a new residency permit aimed at attracting wealthy migrants. For a fee of £250,000, or about $338,000, this permit offers a 10-year residency in the UK, allowing holders to avoid taxes on overseas income and assets. This initiative responds to worries about the departure of affluent individuals due to recent tax changes, with around 10,800 leaving last year. The Office for Budget Responsibility estimates that about 1,000 more may leave in the upcoming fiscal year. Farage highlighted that funds from the Britannia Card program would support the lowest earning 10% of full-time workers in the UK. As the Reform UK Party gains traction ahead of the next national election in mid-2029, this proposal is set to spark a major debate on immigration and taxation.
Federal judge protects international students at Harvard. A federal judge has stepped in to protect international students at Harvard University. Judge Allison Burroughs blocked a plan by President Donald Trump that aimed to restrict foreign nationals from studying there due to concerns about national security. This ruling builds on a previous order that had already halted these restrictions. The legal battle highlights Harvard's right to host international students, crucial for its financial health and academic diversity. Last year, nearly 6,800 international students made up about 27% of the student body. The Trump administration's actions included freezing around $2.5 billion in funding and threatening the university's tax-exempt status. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem announced plans to revoke Harvard's certification under the Student and Exchange Visitor Program without evidence for claims of violence or ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Judge Burroughs emphasized that the administration's actions likely violated Harvard's First Amendment rights, which protect freedom of speech. As the legal case unfolds, Harvard is committed to defending its rights and those of its students, ensuring it remains a welcoming institution for international scholars.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.